Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
If you do not believe that there is a war for your children's mind, and I'm talking about the difference between good and evil, you're not paying attention, and I would say you're probably one of the biggest idiots I've ever seen if you don't believe this is really happening. Let me explain to you why we have proof that that's exactly what is happening right now. The White House, under the left, under Joe Biden, has invited an actual drag queen to the White House for an event, who actually said on record, kids are out to sing and suck you know what. Starts with a D if you need any more than that. That's right. The White House decided it was a good idea to bring a drag queen to the White House for the Respect for Marriage Act signing this week, including a past tweet from the drag queen, which he said, kids are out to sing and suck D. If you're offended by that, me reading that to you and abbreviating the word, then you should be way more offended the fact the President of the United States of America decided to bring the drag queen, that President Joe Biden wanted to be there and invited to the White House for the Respect for Marriage Act signing. The drag queen activist, as the dude who dresses like a chick calls himself, Marty Cummings. I'm not sure if that's his real last name or if that's a special last name, and you can figure that out. Marty Cummings celebrated being invited to the White House on Twitter and Instagram. Quote, to be a non-binary drag artist invited to the White House is something I never imagined would happen. Thank you, President Biden and Dr. Joe Biden, for inviting me to this historic bill signing. Grateful doesn't begin to express the emotion I feel, Cummings tweeted while sharing a screenshot of the White House invite. Now, since Cummings keeps his Twitter account private, his past statements had to be screenshotted by several users, one of which raised more than a few eyebrows. For example, the tweet that says, the kids are out to sing and suck D. He had that in a tweet. Another Instagram post featured the drag queen posting with a child alongside several scantily clad drag queens that feature the following caption. Quote, he was so excited and said he wants to perform with us next year. That's the non-binary drag queen that Biden invited to the White House. to attend today's Respect to Marriage Act signing ceremony. Cummings, an anti-police activist as well, believes that kids are out to sing and suck one thing. And anyone who thinks drag isn't for children is wrong. He also wants you to know that. He wants to perform with us next year, the little kid. That's exciting. Other pointed out several borderline pornographic videos that feature Cummings, one of which featured him talking about gay sex with as many as 52 men in a year, one per week. Yeah, this is the guy, folks. More nightmare fuel for Biden's brand new non-binary darling, the drag queen story hour performer who thinks drag is, quote, for children. Biden invited White House guests. A non-binary drag queen, another headline has it this morning. Another drag queen story hour performer who advocates for children embracing drag. Starring in a music video for the song, Show Me Your D. It's the whole word I can't use on the radio. As literally erect penises flash across the screen. That's another one of his videos. Now, the White House knows all of this is there before they invited him. Apparently, they don't mind, and this wasn't an accident. That's the point I'm trying to explain to you. This wasn't an oversight, like somebody seems like a normal human being, and then all of a sudden you get something that no one knew was out there on the dark web, right? This is literally the reason why he was invited to the White House. On his website, Marty Gold Cummings bills himself as a drag artist, television personality, and now a political figure. Throughout the nearly decade-long drag career, Marty has been a regular fixture in the nightlife world, performing up to 6 regular shows a week, his website claims. They have sold out concerts at 54 Below, Lincoln Center's Big Apple Circus, Dixon Place, and regularly toured the world with Atlantis Cruises for their gay cruises, apparently. I love doing drag story hour, he says on his website, despite what conservatives say, quote unquote, this family-friendly event is a way to spread joy, teach acceptance and love, and make sure that kids sing and suck D. Those are his words, not mine. He said in one of his Instagram posts, a way to bring people together is drag shows. Kids just want to hear their favorite stories, keep spreading hate because I'm going to keep spreading joy. He has other pictures of him in drag around babies, one-year-olds, two-year-olds, even younger than two. Yeah. In the wake of the Colorado Springs gay nightclub shooting, Cummings spoke at the Stonewall Inn where he hoped for a future when drag queen story hour would be allowed without fear of protest, he said. We are living in unprecedented times and in historic times. I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in unprecedented times or historic times, he said. I want to live in times where we can go to a queer space and not have to worry about a gunman showing up taking our lives. I want to live in a time when our kids can go to a library and see drag artists reading stories to them without the threat of the Proud Boys showing up to protest, he said. I'll start and I'll go back to what I said at the very beginning. If you think that they're not doing this on purpose, you're an idiot. This wasn't an accident. This was deliberate. This was purposeful. This was on purpose. The Biden White House knew who this drag queen was. The Biden White House knew this drag queen said kids are out to sing and suck D. And they decided that's the guy that should be at the White House. Now, before I get into more of that, I want to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile real quick. You may see a lot of bait and switch offers for free phones, free iPhones. Well, they're usually too good to be true, just like freedom itself. Nothing is free. Mobile phone companies not only lock you into long-term contracts, but they also build the price of the phone into your bill with hidden fees. With Patriot Mobile, they can show you how to get that same iPhone interest-free without the games and no contract at Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks because they use the same towers as the major carrier that you're probably on right now. So if you want to get great service and you want to know you're working with a company that supports conservative causes, that every month when you pay your bill, they actually take a portion of your bill and they give it back to causes like First and Second Amendment issues and the right to life, as well as adoptions, then you need to check out Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You'll get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson plus other great savings. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Indoctrinating your kids isn't, by the way, just an issue at the White House with them doing what they have just done. It's also an issue at your kids' schools. How much does the left want to control your kids' mind? Look no further than Detroit. Now, Detroit needs great role models. We can all agree on that. Detroit is a place that is dealing with a major problem with high crime, high poverty, far too many children being born into single-parent households and failing schools. Especially among African-American children, they need role models. Role models like Dr. Ben Carson. You may not know this, but Dr. Ben Carson has actually come out of the public schools in Detroit. And what an incredible role model that he is as a doctor. He's also served his country as the HUD secretary. He had a school that was named after him. Democrats, they don't like that. And there's only one reason why they don't like that, and it's actually a pretty simple reason. They hate the fact that a African-American man, a proud, current Christian, conservative, African-American man, had a voice in Washington, D.C., and when it comes to the issues of culture. I want you to take a listen to what he had to say when he sat down to talk about a school, this Detroit school, removing the Dr. Ben Carson name from a local high school. He was given this honor only to inspire others to be more like he was, as an incredible scholar, an unbelievable heart surgeon, and a man that did things that no other doctors had done before. Taking twins that were conjoined and separating them and saving their lives. But once he became a conservative, once he decided to serve his country as the director or the secretary of housing and urban development under Donald Trump, that's when they came in to cancel him because they hate anyone, especially an African-American man, that doesn't become like a Raphael Warnock or a Barack Obama. So now his name will be taken off of that school for doing one crime and one crime only, standing for conservative, traditional, family values, and serving his country under Republican president. That is the crime.
We now turn to a troubling story, this time out of Detroit, where legendary surgeon and former presidential candidate Dr. Ben Carson had his name removed from a public high school following a recent vote from a far-left school board. In the statement, the school district told us, quote, in part, community members have been expressing concerns regarding how under emergency management, the school's name was changed to Ben Carson Emergency Management, was imposed governance, a structure that did not represent the voices of Detroiters or their vote. They added, quote, To the concern regarding how the name was changed was the fact that many people in Detroit felt that Dr. Ben Carson's political positions and decisions as a policymaker did not reflect Detroiters, and therefore a school should not be named after him. Back in 2018, by the way, the school board member leading the charge told the Washington Post, quote, "It is synonymous with having Trump's name on our school in blackface." Now, let's be clear. Dr. Carson is an inspiration to so many, has an outstanding record of accomplishment inside and outside of the hospital that he worked in. He saved many lives in the course of his career. He should be praised and celebrated, not smeared and slandered just because he happens to be a Republican. And by the way, in a new piece for Fox News, 55 individuals that work for Dr. Carson collectively write, quote, "Dr. Carson is the epitome of the American dream. Only in our country could a poor boy from the inner city go up to be a world-renowned neurosurgeon, presidential candidate, and cabinet secretary. He personifies the very promise of America, but to the far-left lunatics inside America's school boards, well, only one thing matters, whether or not you have a D next to your name." And Dr. Ben Carson joins me. You know, I think what bothers me the most about this is, number one, I know you and I'm friends with you, and number two, synonymous with having Trump's name on our school in blackface. Dr. Well, Carson, you know, nobody should have to put up with that.
It's very sad that we've reached a point where political ideology trumps the whole purpose of an educational institution. And we're seeing this wokeness spreading throughout our community to the destruction of our community. How does it do any good for us to demonize people with whom we disagree? And to teach that to our children at a time when the math scores are down, the reading scores are down, academic performance is down. In many of our public schools and high schools, people are graduating from high school are functionally illiterate. You know, they can't fill out an application. They can't read the directions in a product that they buy. And sometimes they're left in a situation where it's very difficult for them to make a living. We're failing them by pushing this ideology. And that's one of the reasons that at American Cornerstone, we have pushed the Little Patriots program, teaching children what they should know about the principles of who this nation is, what our history is, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But if you look at it objectively, there's a lot more good than there is bad and ugly. But we need to teach that to our children and those principles. And LittlePatriotsLearning.com, a free program because we get wonderful people to underwrite it. We want to change this whole narrative, and we need an indoctrination, an inoculation to indoctrination, and that's why we've created that program.
I know Dr. Ben Carson well, by the way. We did 45 minutes on stage as I interviewed him at CPAC last year. And one of the things I can tell you about Dr. Ben Carson is he is a student of history, a student of learning, a student of education in general. He is an advocate for making sure that the poorest among us in the worst schools have the ability to get out of that part of society. His goal, his objective, as you just heard there, his life mission now is to do everything he can to help young kids learn how to read, write, and do arithmetic at a very young age so that they don't have to worry, as he just described it, that they cannot fill out a basic job application because they don't know how to do it. This is what a great man Dr. Ben Carson is. There's another part about Ben Carson that I think many people don't understand. He's not a guy that actually gravitates to the limelight. You don't hear a lot about him. He does a lot of speaking engagements, yes, talking about the issues that he just described. But outside of that, you really don't hear much from Dr. Carson. And I'm talking about on the political front, because he's focused and busy on trying to support and help poor kids in high crime, high poverty neighborhoods have the tools they need to get out. And that is a quality education. So you put his name on a school in Detroit, and then you say, well, he's not a real black man. That's what the left is saying. And just think about how racist that is. Saying that he is basically Donald Trump in blackface. That's a racist statement. The man who led, the people that led the charge to get Ben Carson's name for the last several years off of this school in Detroit, now finally voting to do it, are saying exactly that. He is a fake black man. He is a white man that is being used by other evil white men. He's not a real black man. He lost his blackness. He lost his street cred. Right? He's no longer has credibility in the black community. We've taken that away from him. When I say we, I'm referring to the Democratic Party. They've spent years undermining him and trying to silence him to the point that now they don't want African-American kids to look at Ben Carson and say, that is someone I want to emulate. That's a person that I want to be like when I grow up. That is a person that inspires me that I can get out of high crime, high poverty, failing schools just like he did in Detroit. They don't want to inspire African-American kids to succeed. They want to make sure that African-American kids are indoctrinated by the left, indoctrinated by the woke viewpoints, whether it's the trans drag queen story hour instead of just teaching a kid how to read, write, or do arithmetic. They will do whatever it is they have to do to change this country fundamentally from what it actually is. And if you, as an American that are listening to me right now, genuinely do not take a moment to wake up and understand they are at war with you as a parent for your child's mind. That's the best way I can describe it. They are at war with to win over your child, to turn your child against you and your values. They're not backing down. They're not stopping. Ben Carson is a threat to them because he just want kids to be to get a great education. If that is now a threat to the Democratic Party, imagine what they think about what you actually believe in, your set of values. All right, real quick, I want to tell you about my good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. With the economy really and inflation out of control and the stock market taking horrific losses, the NASDAQ down more in 1 month than we've seen back in 2008 was the last time it was this bad. You may be looking at your financial portfolio and you're sick to your stomach. You're not alone. The question is, if you are not diversified in precious metals as part of your financial portfolio, then what would it look like now? Maybe if you would have been. It's not too late, by the way, to take advantage of gold and silver. It is a hedge against inflation, and it's a way for you to diversify your IRA, your 401k, your investment portfolio. If you've never looked at gold and silver, there's actually no better time than right now. Now, I've been investing in gold and silver for, gosh, almost 20 years. I've used it as a percentage of my strategy to protect myself. So on the worst days on Wall Street, usually they're not as bad for me as they are for others. Call Legacy Precious Metals and see what they can do for you. Call and get the free investor's guide right now. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218. Get the free investor's guide. You can also go online to legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Also, with our podcast, don't forget to hit that auto download button now so you can get this podcast every day automatically for free.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
School boards, by the way, are making it clear what their set of values are. It's anything that is progressive and woke. If it's a transgender story hour hosted at the school, they're all about it. And anyone that is in a position of power now in the public school system under the teachers' unions must check the woke boxes. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about right now. Pennsylvania school board member who actually is white has come out saying that a white male as president of the school sends the wrong message. This is a white woman who is now shaming a white man from actually ever getting a job in the school system because the white man, it sends the wrong message, even though the white man, she admits, has the best qualifications for the job. This happened in Pennsylvania just a couple days ago.
Having said that, I believe that Mr. DeLeo would make an excellent president. However, I feel that electing the only cis white male on this board, president of this district, sends the wrong message to our community. A message that is contrary to what we as a board have been trying to accomplish. I think that it's important that we practice what we preach and that our words have strength when they are spoken, whether we speak them from the neighborhood sidewalks or from behind these tables. Mrs. Steinbeck has done an exemplary job as president these last few months, and the strength of her performance has earned her my vote tonight.
So there you go. We got a cis white male as president sends the wrong message. This coming from a white female. You can't have a white male be in charge of a school system anymore. That would just be wrong. Kristen Powers, just a few days before that, she went on TV saying that the election and election night was going to be important to make sure that we get rid of parents, to make sure they understand they don't have a right to have their voice heard at school boards. Now, they don't call it just having your voice being heard. They call it the right to intimidate school boards.
The video of this white man screaming and yelling at the top of his lungs, and the right thinks that this is totally normal behavior, just makes me think of, like, there was a viral video like 3 or 4 years ago about a black college student screaming at somebody, and the right thought it was the most heinous thing they'd ever seen in their lives, right? And now these adults, right, parents, are screaming and yelling and threatening people. Something is very wrong with that. Now, if you're upset, you have a right, you know, you have a right to be upset about things. You have a right to have a perspective about things. You don't have a right to do that. And you don't have a right to be intimidating and scaring the people who are working on the school board.
Now, why are parents angry? Why are they yelling? It's a fair question to ask. What are parents frustrated about? Well, they're frustrated about what school boards have actually done. School boards have been silencing and covering up actual crimes. You choose, quote unquote, to be history's villains. That is what a parent said to the Loudoun County School Board, ripping the school board after the grand jury report has come out on them covering up crimes. The video that she was referencing there is the angry white man yelling about the school board covering up and then getting him arrested when he exposed the school board for covering up a sexual predator that assaulted his own child. The Loudoun County School Board faced a barrage of angry parents Tuesday evening as they held their first public school board meeting in the aftermath of a damning grand jury report detailing their incompetent response to the sexual assault of not one, but two female students. The grand jury was charged with investigating the county's response to the rape of one female student at Stonebridge High School and the violent sexual assault of another female student at the Broad Run High School by the same male student. In addition to the report, the grand jury indicted former school board superintendent Scott Ziegler for 3 misdemeanor counts and former communications director Wyde Bird for 1 felony count. The report said the school district failed at every juncture and could have prevented the second sexual assault of a child, but they were too self-interested. Many parents called for multiple school personnel, particularly division counsel Robert Falcone, to be fired. They also called on all school board members to resign, except the newly elected pro-parent board member, Tiffany Polifko. Shame on you for all your wickedness and duplicity, is what one mother said. Two girls became sacrificial lambs to further your political agenda. Jenkins was likely referring to the fact that in between the assaults, the school board was considering a motion allowing male students to use female restrooms and locker rooms, a policy already allowed in the district but not made official. Such a policy would have become more controversial by the first assault, so therefore they didn't let the public know about it because they wanted to go with their woke agenda. So as the rapist was wearing a skirt and decided he wanted to use the girls' restroom, Stonebridge student Angela Manio also gave a powerful address, asking the school board how she is supposed to go to school with a principal who covered up rape. The student said, "I just want to start off by saying I'm thoroughly disgusted with all of you. All of you are supposed to protect young students like me, and you failed at doing that. How am I going to look at a principal at my principal the same way? I have to walk past him every day to go into my school. How am I supposed to look at him the same way knowing he covered up a rape?" the female student asked. Now, Manio, this student, was actually, and this is not a joke, suspended for 2 weeks last year because she didn't wear a mask. And she brought that up to the school board, right? Saying, "Isn't it amazing that I don't wear a mask and you suspend me for school for 2 weeks? But the perpetrator of this crime, you guys just let hang out in our school system, move the problem to another school, and then arrested the father who lost it at a school board meeting when you guys tried to cover it up." She said this: "What disciplinary action did he take against this rapist?" referring to her own principal who suspended her for 2 weeks for not wearing a mask. "Oh yeah, let's transfer him to another school," she said mockingly. "Brilliant idea. Look what he did. He did it again. And you act so surprised. Are you kidding me?" Another speaker, Abby Plate, said something similar happened to her son, explaining, "My seven-year-old was suspended for not wearing a mask. You didn't even suspend a rapist. All because they wanted to put in a woke ideology of allowing dudes to hang out in the chicks' bathrooms." Now, both the parents of the first victim spoke as well. The father, Scott Smith, made national headlines by being arrested and removed from a school board meeting after Ziegler blatantly lied to him about his own daughter's rape. Jessica Smith, the child's mother, said, "From the very beginning, we were determined as parents to not let the Loudoun County school system sweep what happened to our daughter and another parent's daughter under the rug as you repeatedly tried to do so. We are as determined now as we were back then to not remain silent as you wanted us to do. The assault on our daughter and the subsequent assault by the same individual of another young lady were both predictable and preventable. You need to clean house now." Mr. Smith directed attention at Mr. Falcone, saying, "You, Falcone, over there, bud, it says clearly in this report in several different paragraphs that what you did, how you instructed them, that's what my attorneys will take you down, bud. You're not scared. We're not scared of you." He was referring to portions of the grand jury report that said the entity would have indicted Falcone, but there is no statute in Virginia that they could use to indict on witness tampering. Ian Pryor, a Loudoun resident, also spoke of the meeting, saying, "You hitched your wagon to political agenda." And Scott Ziegler, the man who would implement that agenda, "Your lightning rod." Pryor, who is the executive director of Fight for Schools and a senior advisor at American First Legal, said, "And despite an independent review, despite the fact that evidence that we laid at your doorstep, you kept him on and you praised his, quote, integrity. Not only that, the liberal woke people on the school board gave him a $30,000 raise and a $300,000 golden parachute. You and your allies tried and failed to discredit us. You and your allies tried and failed to discredit and obstruct a grand jury. And then you spiked the football on your own 20-yard line. You chose to be history's villains. There's no escape from that legacy." Before the public comment period, Falcone presented to the board policy changes related to recommendations made by the grand jury report. These are the people that are running our schools. And it's not just there. It's all over the country. If you're not paying attention to your school boards, if you're not paying attention to your principals, if you're not paying attention to the teachers, if you're not paying attention to the fact that they're trying to turn your kids against you and your values, and they're trying to weaponize the school system to silence and shut down people, even like Ben Carson renaming schools, if you're not noticing that they're spending more time trying to get your kid to understand that a man stripping and shaking it in front of your kids, they want to claim that's education. They want to claim that that is okay to have a story hour with trannies, with drag queens, instead of actually teaching your kids how to read, write, and do arithmetic. Then it's on you if you don't fix it. These are the warnings, folks. This is the world that they are living in. And you better hurry up and understand that they've been winning now for years. They are years ahead of us. Many parents don't have a clue what's actually happening in their kids' classrooms. They have no idea at all. Please make sure that you get in the game. Share this podcast on your timeline, on your social media. If you're on Facebook or Twitter, wherever, hit that forward button. Text this podcast to your friends. Write us a review so we can reach more people. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.